Implications of not updating serial version UED in Java. The invalid class exception serves as a critical safeguard in Java serialization. It acts like a sentry, preventing incompatible object deserialization. Here's how it unfolds. Serialization. You serialize an object of a particular class structure, including its serial version UID. Deserialization. Later, you attempt to deserialize the object using a class definition that might have undergone changes compared to the original class. Version mismatch. During deserialization, the JVM checks the serial version UID of the serialized object against the serial version UID of the class being used for deserialization. Match. If the versions match, deserialization proceeds smoothly. Mismatch. If the versions differ, the invalid class exception is thrown. Consequences of ignoring serial version UID updates. While the exception itself throws a wrench into your deserialization process, the real danger lies in what might happen if you ignore it and proceed anyway. Silent data corruption. In some scenarios, deserialization might succeed even with a version mismatch. However, the deserialized object's internal state might be corrupted or inconsistent due to structural changes in the class. This can lead to unexpected behavior or errors in your application later on. Security vulnerabilities. In rare cases, a mismatch between serial version UID and class structure could be exploited for malicious purposes. A specially crafted serialized object with an incompatible version could potentially trick the receiver into deserializing it in an unexpected way, leading to security vulnerabilities. In essence, the invalid class exception acts as an early warning system, alerting you to potential compatibility issues during deserialization. Ignoring it can lead to data corruption, unexpected behavior, and even security risks. Going beyond the exception. The exception is just a symptom of a deeper problem: incompatible class structures for serialization and deserialization. Here are some additional points to consider. Backward compatibility. If you foresee future changes to your class and want to maintain backward compatibility, allowing deserialization with older serialized objects, consider using a versioning scheme for serial version UID. This allows you to handle different versions of the class structure gracefully. Alternatives. In some cases, you might explore alternatives to serialization, like using parcelable for Android, or implementing a custom serialization mechanism with more control over versioning. While the invalid class exception serves as a clear indicator of a version mismatch, the consequences of neglecting serial version UID updates extend beyond the exception itself. Here's a breakdown of the potential issues. Silent data corruption. This is the most common and insidious consequence. When you attempt to deserialize an object with a mismatched serial version UID, deserialization might still succeed on the surface. However, the internal state of the deserialized object could be corrupted due to changes in the class structure, added, removed, or modified fields. This can lead to unexpected behavior in your application logic that relies on the object's data integrity. Imagine deserializing a user object with a missing email field. The object might appear to be created, but critical data would be absent. Security vulnerabilities. In rare cases, a mismatch between serial version UID and class structure could be exploited for malicious purposes. A specially crafted serialized object with an incompatible version could potentially trick the receiver into deserializing it in an unexpected way. This could lead to security vulnerabilities if the attacker can manipulate the serialized data to gain unauthorized access or cause unintended actions within your application. While this is a less common scenario, it's essential to be aware of the potential risk. What if I change a field from int to long and I know it's safe? In this specific case, where you've changed a field from int to long and all existing int values fall within the valid range of a long, 0 to 10, neglecting to update serial version UID might not cause immediate issues. Here's why. No data loss. Since all your existing int values are between 0 and 10, they can be seamlessly represented within the wider range of a long. During deserialization, there won't be any truncation or loss of data. Potential for silent errors unlikely. Technically, the serialized format of the object might change slightly due to the switch from int to long. However, given the specific value range, 0-10, this change is unlikely to manifest as a functional error during deserialization. However, there are still a few reasons why updating serial version UID might be a good practice even in this scenario. Clarity and maintainability. Explicitly updating serial version UID clearly communicates that the class structure has changed, even if the impact on serialization seems insignificant in this case. This improves code clarity and makes it easier for future developers to understand the evolution of the class. Future changes. What if you later decide to use the long field for values beyond temp? In such a case, neglecting the initial serial version you would update could lead to compatibility issues down the road. Updating it now establishes a clear versioning history and avoids potential problems in the future. Consistency. Maintaining the habit of updating serial version UID for any structural changes ensures consistency in your codebase. This makes it easier to reason about serialization behavior across different parts of your application. Conclusion. While neglecting serial version UID in this specific case might not cause immediate problems, it's generally recommended to update it for the following reasons. Improved code clarity and maintainability. Reduced risk of future compatibility issues. Consistent approach to serialization across your codebase. Considering the minimal effort involved in updating serial version UID and the potential benefits, it's often the safer and more maintainable choice in the long run.